Azivam is Daf Nun Beis, and we are on Nun Aleph Amud Beis on the last line. Just to mention, this month's Shiurim are sponsored in honor of Jonah Kubietzky in commemoration of his attainment of Shnas Gvura by his siblings Nachman and Elka Kubietzky, Moshe and Arlene Kubietzky, and Abe and Chani Greenberg. We thank them for the sponsorship of Chodesh Kislev, and again, everyone feel free, if anybody wants to sponsor any days, weeks, or months of the Daf, feel free to join the OU family and in the Harbatzas Torah. Okay, so let's continue now. We're on Nun Aleph Amud Beis, the last couple of words, but just to mention one other thought from yesterday. Yesterday we were discussing, the last section was Rabbi Yochanan's statement that all of these Tanoim are somehow connected. The language of the Gemara is Kulu Sviralu, they all hold Mimer's Kona Kinyan Gamur, but as we pointed out from Tosfos yesterday, that doesn't mean that they're all exactly the same Shita. It means they have something in common. They all hold that Mimer is Chashuv in some way. Beishameh holds that it's a Din D'Araisa, so we don't go that far. Beishameh holds it's a D'Araisa, and others say, and even within Beishameh, we saw three different opinions earlier on Daf Chavtes, how far does Beishameh go? And we saw that according to Rabbi Gamliel, it's only that the first Maimar doesn't allow another Maimar to work after it. And Ben Za'azai is Machalik between one Yavam and two Yavamas, and Rabbi Shimon is Mesupik. So all the different permutations within the Shita of Maimar being Chashuv. But along the way, we brought up the Mishnah from later on, the Machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon regarding Yabias Ben Tes. There are two brothers that are between 9 and 13 years old, and one does a Maisa Yibam, Maisa Bia with the Yavama, and then the other one does. So the Tanakama holds that the second Bia is Posel. That's the language of the Rashi quotes here, the language of the Mishnah later on. Upasla afala rishon karabanan, right? It's poselus. Why? Because we hold it as the status of a maimar, and yesh maimar achar maimar, according to the Rabbanan. And Rabbi Shimon argued, but Shimon says, no, it's not true. The second one doesn't do anything, it doesn't affect, as the language our Gemara quoted of Rabbi Shimon Shita, in bias rishon bia bia sheni eno bia. In bias rishon eno bia bia sheni nami eno bia. So the first bia is significant, so the bia sheni is not, because the first one already did everything, and you already yotze yibam. The problem is, and Rashi already asked this problem, if it's a maisa bia, so why isn't there an iser lamaila in that circumstance? Why we say this bias ben tes, the second bias ben tes, doesn't cause problems, but it should be neseras albaila. Right, she's a gedola. So why do we say that everything? Okay, it's fine. It's no halachic significance. It should have halachic significance to oseras albayla. Right, Rashi says right here. V'mishum dezinsa in Rashi dibur maskel biyasheni. If we say, well, she was mezana to kaimalon biyaso biya. Ditznan, Baal Achaz, we call it Raisa Shabbat Torah, Mesos Al Yada. We know it's right, and from 9 years old, it's considered a Maisa Biyah, so there should be this Sirul Abayla. Forget that within the minimal Hilchas Yibum that you focus on and say, oh, Biyacher Biyah, the second one is not called a Mitzvah of Yibum because she's already married, she's already taken. Fine. It's a Yibum, but that she's Esha Zisha Zinsa. So Rashi says, Afilu Hachilo Mitzvah Abayla. It's not necessarily Abayla. Why? So Rashi here says something very challenging to understand, and Bali Tosfos already think it's a mistake. Rashi never said it. Not just I'm going to argue with Rashi. Rashi couldn't have said it. So what does Rashi answer? Tekai malon eino isha neseras labayla elal iske kinui vestira. A woman only becomes a surah labayla if she went through the whole sota process. She was warned, and yichud, and as we know, the process of a sota. That's Rashi. Tosfos says, what? A woman is only Neseras Abayla if she was warned by her husband and she goes through the whole process? That's not true. If there are Shnei Edim Shezinsa, that's it. Forget the warning. Right? You don't need warning. So what's Rashi talking about? That if there was a B.S. Bentes from another brother, that wouldn't cause problems because there was no Kinui Vestira. Tosfos quotes this in Tosfos Dibur Maskel E, and he says, V'omeri, on the fifth line of Tosfos, Shehu Ta'u Sofer. It's a mistake. V'lo Pirshu Rashi Me'olam, Rashi never said it. Fine with one aid, right? That's the process of sota. Avo be'edi tuma neseres below kinui. You don't need kinui. You don't need the warning of the husband beforehand, right? So what's Rashi talking about? And therefore, va'o meri, you have to come up with a different answer. Why isn't she neseres labayla? Right? Rashi has good kasha, right? In that Mishnah, the second bia we say is not significant. Why not? Why isn't it significant for isur labayla? Right, so says Tosfos. Tosfos is obviously so bothered by this, he gives three different answers. Three different ukimtas that are possible. V'yomeri, demairi, bebala, b'shogeg. She'en and eseris. Maybe it was a shogeg. Right, that if somehow they didn't, she thought it was her original bentes, and it was a different bentes. Inami biktana, or maybe the Yavama herself, it was a katana and a ktana. Tepitu ktana onisu, as we've discussed earlier, which if you remember is Tosfos l'shitaso, because the Rabban himself holds, even though pitu ktana onisu, the silly Yisur l'vayla. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Inami b'vala bar korcha, right, there are different suggestions given by Tosfos. How do you get out of this problem. And is there any way to say, this is what the Chachmei Sfarad also try to discuss, the Ramban, the Rashba, is there any way to say that there is a significant Maisa Bia, but it's not enough to be Isura Levaila? Is that a possibility? So, sounds like from the Rishonim, no. Once it's a Maisa Bia, it's a Maisa Bia. Unless it's with a Ktana, and then Pitu Ktana is Onesu. But that is the important discussion. The other point to mention is there a type of ishus on a d'oraisa level with this bias ben test? Sounds like from the Mishnah that we just quoted, the bias ben test is yibum. That's what it sounds like, right? Because the second one does nothing. So is that on a d'oraisa level? So that's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, not here but elsewhere. That's a kiddushin on daf yutes. Rashi says in the language of mida, the Gemara there says talking about a katan mida oraisa chazilei. The Gemara says Rashi says there klomar zakukalo ba'osa bia lachol davar v'kana liyarsha. Sounds like according to Rashi, there's an ishus for a katan on a daraisa level, and Tosfos says over there, Pierce Bakuchus, the Zakukalo Biaso Bia Lakhodov, Vikana Lyarsha Litami, Lavakasha, the Ze Eno Ella Midrabanon, Laposla Al Haachin, Kiditsan Bo Isharaba. What did we say yesterday in our Gemara? We compare Bias Bentes to Maimar. That's the Rabbanon. We compare it as the significance of Maimar. So if he's saying Maimar Acha Maimar, you're saying Bias Bentes Acha Bias Bentes. But Rashi seems to say over there, this is a quoted Rashi by all the other we showed him. Is this still Raisa? A bias ben test by a yavam, a regular katan can't get married. Doesn't matter how hard he tries. Remember last week we discussed the tshuva, the question of the no de bi Yehuda. The no de bi Yehuda asks, why can't a katan get married? According to Bali Atosfos, that we have the principle called das acheres makne. If a child picks something up from the street and it's hefker, he can't own it on a daraisa level. Midaraisa, I can rip it from his hands. Midarabanan, that's not appropriate. That's not really nice. So mitim tikkana olam, we say it's his. But on a daraisa level, he can't pick it up. But Tosfos says, in a few places in Shas, Tosfos says, das acheres makne works daraisa for a katan. If somebody is pushing it halachically into the katan's rishus, either giving it or selling it, so that works, das acheres makne. Fine. Ask no to be Yehuda. So why can't a katan get married? Isn't the woman being makne herself into his rishus? So a katan and a gdola, you should say, a katan can get married daraisa, das acheres makne. And we know that's not true. That can't work. Why not? So the Avnei Miluim, so says, because he quotes that Ron in the Daram Daflamid, who says when a woman gets married, she's really not being makne herself, she's just being mevateles herself. Right? She's being mafker herself. That's the language of the Ron. So therefore, that's why it's not a regular case of das acheres makne. Good. But, we seem to hold that there's no ishus for a katan on a daraisa level. Comes along Rashi in Kiddushin Yutes and says, no, it's possible. The bias ben tes, that case of Yerusha and Tumah, that's reflections of daraisa. So Rashi seems to say, you have to say, maybe only in the context of Yibum, because it's already Hikna Lamina Shemayim, as we said, Hashem already did half the job, so this is just a little bit more. Other Rishonim don't even say you can do that, but that's an important discussion in Kiddushin between Rashi and Tosfos that relates to our Gemara of Bias Ben Tes that we had yesterday. The Ramban, we'll have to get back to this Ramban later on, and the Fsadi Vav here has a middle approach. He says, and maybe this is what Rashi means, that maybe it's Daraisa for the Nafkaminas that are Ksuvim Beparsha. Now, there is halachic significance on a Daraisa level, but only for certain halachas and not for other halachas. So we'll have to come back to that Ramban, B'ez Hashem, in a couple of weeks. Okay, let's continue. Last line now. Case of Asamayim Ravachulu. So, says the Gemara, what was the case? What did the Mishnah do? Back to the Mishnah. Remember, all the Mishnahs of this parak were back in the Mishnah on Daf Nun. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah started off with Rabbi Gamliel, Ein get achar get. Ein maimar achar maimar. And there is, according to the Rabbanan, they argue on those two. The Rabbanan said, the Rabbi Gamliel says, there's nothing. If you do the same exact act, it never occurs. It never has significance. Whether Del Risa, Bior Chalitza or Durabanan, get or Maimar. And the Chachamim say no. By the Durabanans, you do say it has significance afterwards. Yesh get achar get. Yesh Maimar achar Maimar. That's the Rabbanan. And then the second half of the Mishnah goes into Ketzad. So the Mishnah started off by saying Ein get achar get, and Ein Maimar achar Maimar, and then goes into Ketzad and explains the case of Maimar and not get. That's the Gemara. Ketzad as Maimar v'chulu, hi get achar get who? Well, what's going on? And the first line of the Mishnah was like, Ein get achar get. So that's not discussed in the Mishnah. Right? So why do we skip that part? Why do we just go into the case of Maimar? Is that explaining the Ein get achar get line? So the Gemara says, no. Amar of Yehuda, hachi ka amar. Get achar haget, u Maimar achar Maimar, kidda amran. As that's a simple case, and that's not explained explicitly in the Mishnah. Kidda amran, just say like a put a dot, dot, dot into the Mishnah. Right? That the Mishnah does not explain that. And then the Mishnah says, Yava Mechad V'yavam Ma'achas Ketzad Mitzvahs Hatarasan. The Bach adds in, how do we matter them? Ketzad Mitzvahs Hatarasan. Asamayim Rabbi Yavim Tavrasan Laget Tzrichai Menachalit. So you're right. The first part of the Mishnah is not explicitly explained in the Mishnah. So you just put in a dot, 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 and the Mishnah is explaining the second half. A significant word added in by the Bach, based on connected to the topic that we've mentioned a number of times already in the Masechta. Mitzvah. Is chalitza a mitzvah? Right, we mentioned, b'makom yibam is not called a mitzvah. Mitzvahs hatarasan. The lundish question in the achronim is chalitza more of a mitzvah or more of a matir? Nafkamina, if she has no intention of getting remarried, she's 99 years old, she's not going to get remarried, does she have to do chalitza? That's the first shuv in the Chacham Tzvi, big discussion, but is it more of a, it's counted as one of the 613. That everybody agrees to. But the question is, inherently, is it a mitzvah? Right? The question is asked by Chalitza. It's asked by Shechita. Right? Machlokas, Rambam, Ravid, and others. Is Shechita a mitzvah, or is Shechita just a matir to allow you to do what you want to do? Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisras. Is it a mitzvah? What if I have no intention? The Taz at the beginning of Yeredeya has an amazing Shechita. Even if I have no intentions of eating from my field, there's a mitzvah to be matir, Trumas, and Maisras. I have no intention of eating from it. And he said, well, why is that? He said, it's a mitzvah. It's not just about getting the field being matired and removing the Isser of Tevel. So this is a question that's asked by a number of places, number of mitzvos. So this language of the Bach is significant that he puts in that word. Ketzad mitzvahs hatarasan. He's adding in that word to the mix. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Asa mayamar ubal arezeke mitzvasa. The Mishnah is going through, if you remember, every permutation. Everything after Maimer, everything after Get, everything after Bia. So one of the cases was, if you do Maimer, then Bia, that's fine. Harizuka Mitzvasan, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Harizuka Mitzvasan. So asks the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to tell us a Pasuk in Chumash? Right, we know, Kesa Mitzvah Satarasan. So, us Lema Messiah Lele Rav Huna. Let's say this is a Raya to Rav Huna. This is a support to Amar Rav Huna, because Rav Huna says, Mitzvahs Yavama, Mikadesh V'yachar Gach Bawel. Mitzvah of Yavama is to be Mekadesh and then Boel. So that's what Rav Huna says. The mitzvah of Yavama is to do that, meaning to do Maimar and then do Bia. So the Mishnah's adding, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Right? That there is, that Maimar is required. So says the Gemara, no riot that it has to be done. Ema avzek mitzvasa. Maybe the Mishnah means that also, if you do Maimar and Bia, and not just Bia, that also works. But it's no raya that it has to be done. Says the Gemara Pshitas, and then that's obvious. It's obvious that it can work. It also works. So Gemara says an amazing Havamina. Sakadai Dachamina, relating to something that came up earlier. Kivan to Amar Mar, since we had earlier, back on Daf Chavtes. Remember, that was the sugyas of Beishamai, of Maimar being Daraisa. Since it's, we said earlier, Ha'osa Maimar be a Vimto. If somebody does Maimar, Parcha Heimenu Zikas Yemin, V'chala Alav Zikas Erisin V'nisuin. If you remember, we decoded there a Yerushalmi, that maybe even on a Daraisa level, according to Beis Shammai, there's two tracks that you could go down. You could go down the Yibam track, purely. You could go down the Maimar and Yibam track. Right, the Pasuk said, V'lakha and V'yimma. So the Yerushalmi there, quoted by the Ritva and the others, say two tracks. And the Gemara had a Havamina there. Remember the Gemara's question there was, do you require Nisuin? If you go down the Maimar track, do you require Nisuin? And we ended up saying yes. So, said the Gemara there, that there are two tracks. So you might have thought that if you do Maimar B'Yavimto, then the Yibum connection is removed in favor of a regular Eretz and Nisuin connection, and Eima Lav Mitzvah Ka'avid. So you might have thought that once you have changed this, you've changed course to a Nisuin track, rather than a Yibam track, you would have thought, okay, there's no special mitzvah of Yibam that you're fulfilling now. Because once you do Maimar, it's okay, so this is like a regular marriage. But there's no regular mitzvah of Yibam to be performed. And I might add, even according to the Rambam, that marriage is a mitzvah, it's the Kiddushin that's the mitzvah. Nisuin is the Gemar lead up to Puravu. So once you do the Kiddushin, is the Bia going to be a mitzvah? Okay, it's called Bilas Mitzvah, because it's being Gomer. But is it a separate mitzvah of Yibam? So of course, Havamin is that, maybe you would have thought, no. Kamash Malan, you don't say that. Kamash Malan, even if you do Maimar, we don't say that you've now uprooted totally the world of Yibam, but we say it is still a mitzvah. The language of the Ritva to explain this amazing Havamina. Right, if you do Maimar, you might have removed the connection. Says the Ritva, Eima lav mitzvah ka'avid, pirish, shenir'eh kimivatel mitzvahs yavama, v'chiyeno roi lasos kein. Kamash malan sh'avzu kimitzvahs, kamash malan no, the Rabbanon, when they established Maimar, you know, it was not to remove the mitzvah of Yibam, it was to put it into a context, and to allow you to fulfill it in a certain way. The Aruch Laner also adds here, that this Gemara is mechudash, in that this line about parcha mimenu, that's within Shitas Beis Shammai over there. What does that have to do with us? Beis Shammai is the one, that Yerushalmi that we just quoted. He is the one that has Maimar, possibly Daraisa. And there are two tracks on a Daraisa level. There's the Maimar Yibam track and the plain Yibam track. So what's the Gemara quoting this as a Havamina for us? We don't paskin like Beis Shammai. Kas Kasha asked the Aruch Laner, Rav Yaakov Etlinger. Hasvarazu to parchemen azikas yibam lomrina rakla beishamai lael v'im kain l'di don my kamash malan. What's the chiddush? V'dochik lomar demasisa kabeishamai asyas. Difficult to say that our mission is within the shita beishamai. Does it sound like it? So he says v'yesh lomar. So he says no. It must be that we learn something from that svara, even though we don't hold like it. Right? That's always crucial. Right? We can learn this. Half of shas is all about shitas that we don't paskin like. But why do we focus on it? Because we can still learn ideas from those shitas, even if we don't paskin that way. Most of the time it doesn't come up halacha l'maisa. Once in a while it does. Just one example that just comes to mind now. We know there's a machlokes ga'onim, whether one is allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, whether one should fast on Rosh Hashanah, or whether one is not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Three different shitas in the Gaonim. We paskin, Shulchan Aruch paskins, that one is not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. You're not supposed to go overboard and stuff yourself. L'mali kol savam, the Shulchan Aruch says. But, you know, it's Yom HaDin. But we paskin that it's usur to fast. Right? We don't paskin it's a mitzvah or it's a one is allowed to fast. So what do we paskin? Alchol ha'maisa? Okay, you're allowed to, you have to eat. But the Magen Avraham quotes fascinatingly, what if I forget Yalav Yavo on Rosh Hashanah in my Suda? So usually the rule is, right, the Gemara says in Brachas, that if I had to have bread, then I have to repeat if I forget Yalav Yavo. And if I didn't have to, like Rosh Chodesh, there's a Kiyum, Mitzvah Laharbos, but there's no Chiyuv to have bread, then you don't have to repeat Yalav Yavo. So the Magen Avraham says, well, because there are shitas out there that say you have to fast, so at least that's good enough to tell me if I forgot Yalav Yavo, I don't have to repeat benching. We don't paskin that way. What's he talking about? The answer is sometimes, even if there's a shita that we don't paskin like, there could be shades of that, echoes of that shita, lamaisa. So that's what the Aruch Laner is trying to do here. What's the Gemara bringing in a svar for Beis Shammai to explain what's the Havamina for us that we don't even paskin like Beis Shammai? So v'yesh lomar, so we know that's what he has going to have to try to say something. That's the methodological point. What's he trying to do? So what does he say? V'yesh lomar dahachi ka'amar, dahavamina dikimo. You know it's going to be a kamo. Kamo de la Beis Shammai sphira le mamar da oraisa. Parach mi da oraisa zikas yiminai de maimar. Just like Beis Shammai says that on a da oraisa level. So, kamo chain, we have maimar on a drabbanon level at least. So maybe on a drabbanon level. They have uprooted and removed this mitzvah. Kamo chain havamina de la didan parach mi drabbanon. Vim kain mi drabbanon asr lasos maimar tchila. Ukein mashakaz atosos bakushya in the what we're going to have in a second. And that is the Aruch Laner here noting the question is even more important than the answer. That even though this is a havamina, this is a shita Beis Shammai, it still might have effects on our havaminas. Even though we don't paskin that way. okay, just to note, the Meshech Chachma quotes this line of mitzvahs yivama mekadesh v'achakach v'acharkach ba'al. And with the lashon mikavakar boel, he quotes this in Kiseitze, explaining the mitzvah of Maimar, and this relates exactly, actually, to what we just said from the Aruch Laner. We paskin the Maimar is purely Zerabanan. But the Meshech Chachma seems to say that it has what we would call a kiyum d'oraisa. The Rabbanan figured out that the Torah would think that this is a good idea, as we're about to have in a minute. To have a ma'isabia without a prior context, you know, that's not what the Torah wants. That sounds like before Matan Torah. Right, before Matan Torah, there's also Jacob's Kiddushin, right? Just have Bia, Binish L'Ishto, that's it, they're married. But the Meshech Chachma says, HaTorah Tidaber Tamid Al Tzad HaMusari V'HaDerech Eretz V'Derachel Darchei Noam. Here it is. U'Mitzad HaMusari V'HaNimusi Shelo L'Kadish Isha B'Bia, as we're going to have in a minute. Right, Kiddushei Bia, even though it's halachically, it works, but Rav said it shouldn't be done. Very early. V'Afilu Bia Vama. Right, the lo mahani maimer klal, even by a yavama, that on a daraisa level, maimer doesn't work. Minat, right, she's a bavli minat Torah, right, yesterday. Vabiyas arach edim, b'chozos, derech hamusari shalolovo ala tekef. It's the proper perspective of the Torah, not just to do a maisa yibam, maisa biya, even though it works. Kimosh amar avuna, like Ravuna says, yavama's nun base. That's our Gemara. Mitzvahs yavama, makadesh v'yachagach boel. What's the chiddush of the Meshech Chachma? He's just emphasizing, mitzvahs yamin, even on a daraisa level, that's what the Torah would want. It didn't demand Maimar on a daraisa level. Maimar is purely Durabanan. But it's what we would call a kiyum daraisa. That the Torah might recognize that it is in an appropriate, it's an appropriate way of, creating the relationship. Then he goes into another diak, which we're not going to go into, right now. But either way, that's also, he picks up on the lashon of mitzvahs yimin. Okay, where are we? Gufa. About the eighth, tenth line or so. What if you did Bia first, and then you did Maimar? That would also work. You didn't need the Maimar, right? But you did Bia, and that finishes everything. So Gemara says, what's the chiddush? You already did Yibam. You already did the Daraisa Bia. So what does it mean, Bia and then Maimar? Ela Ema, what it meant to say was, Imbalbalo Maimar Kana. It meant to say, if you didn't do Maimar at all, it still works. V'hatanya loke. Aye, but don't we say that you're going to get Malkus? You're going to get Malkus if you did Maimar, if you did Bia without Maimar? The Pashtus is. Tosfos says this Beferish. Tosfos says this at the end of Tosfos, the first Tosfos, and the Ritva says this, Durabanan. Don't we say that you should get Malkus? You're going to get Malkus? And therefore what? Therefore what's the question? And therefore the question is, so it sounds like you did something wrong. So how can you just say Kana? Sounds like, okay, fine, it works. You didn't do anything wrong. So Gemara answers, no, Malkus Marz is Durabanan. It means Durabanan. You're going to get Malkus, and you did something wrong. But it still works. Because the question would work better if it was Daraisa, Rashi here says that the Havamini here is that, wouldn't you get Malkus Daraisa? First skinny line of Rashi. Right, Loke, V'ein Malkus Arbaim, El Divrei Torah. So why does it work? Right, the svara of the question of the Gemara works better according to Rashi. Because the Havamini is that we're trying to say that maybe the Kinyan wouldn't even work. That would be, you have to be violating on a daraisa level. But it's difficult to say that just without Maimar, you'd be violating anything daraisa. But either way, the Gemara answers, it's Malkus Mardis Midi Rabbanan. No, if you did Yibum without Maimar, you didn't follow what the Rabbanan wanted you to do, so you get rabbinic lashes. Malkus Mardis Rabbanan, which the Rashba writes in a tshuva. The Rashba writes in Chelek Dalet, Simon Rei Samach Dalet. This is something that can apply b'chol dar vador. The Rashba is asked, you know, do we have this power today? If we had a Bezdin, tshuva, b'chol dar vador harishus nesuna b'zeh l'bezdin, l'yaser l'hakos mishenoeg shelo kishuro, poets kidron shel Yisrael, v'chol osakein tavo l'abracha. All these cases, you don't need smuchin, you just need a Bezdin chashuv. Right, and he quotes, you know, that if the Bezdin has the power to take into account all the situations that are the Jewish people are in a certain generation, so they could do that. Malkus Mardis Midi Rabbanan. There's big discussions in the Rishonim. Is Malkus Mardis Rabbanan parallel to Malkus Daraisa? Is there a number? Malkus Mardis Rabbanan, is it 39? Is it more? Is it less? Is there Hasra for Malkus Mardis? Do you need Hasra for that? Also, all these are discussions of the Rishonim. How much do we parallel rabbinic lashes to full lashes? Right? The language in some Gemaras is Makinoso Ashatese Nafsho. So that sounds like even more than 39. Right? Until he listens. So could it be that the Rabbanan is even more chamer than Daraisa? Okay, either way. So Makan Matis the Rabbanan. Where do we see this? And here's the list. This Gemara comes up here and in Kiddushin. The Rav Man Gid Aman de Makadish Bebiya. Rav gave Malkus to anyone who was Makadish Bebiya, even though it works. Right, Kesef Shtar and Bia, but Rav gave Malkus for anyone who was Makadish Bebiya. Rashi says it's Pritzus. Mishum Pritzusa. It's a very crucial idea. Not everything allowed by the Torah is appropriate. Right? Kiddushei Bia is allowed, meaning midaraisa, right? So, but it's inappropriate, right? A man is also allowed to have two wives, daraisa, right? This week's Parsha, right? Yaakov Avinu. But Rabbeinu Gershom said it's not appropriate, even though it's allowed 1,000 years ago. He says, don't do it. It causes problems. Yaakov Avinu was a different case. Don't bring me Raya's from Yaakov Avinu, right? So, but it's Pritzusa. That is Rashi, right? If you look at Tosfos, he has a little different formulation of what's the problem with Manda Makadish Bebiya. Look at the little Tosfos. Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Dafilu Biyavama, Ditzarech Biya, even by Yibam, which you need to do Biya, it's still Pritzus. Why? Sha'osa Tchilas Kinyano Bebiya. It's not appropriate to start your relationship with a physical relationship. You're supposed to be connected to this woman in different ways, right? That's the whole idea of Kiddushin. Right, I once saw one of the Achronim that say, maybe that's another one of the reasons why we fast on the day of our wedding. Right, it's like a Yom Kippur. But another possibility is that we're emphasizing, we're going away from the physical world, and we're showing that with our actions that this relationship has so many different levels. Emotional, social, psychological. We go away from the physical. We know the physical relationship is about to start after the marriage. But we go to the other extreme beforehand to kind of reflect and say that there are so many levels of this relationship. So that's part of Rav Man and Manda Bekadish Bebiya, because that's not how the relationship is supposed to start. Umanda Bekadish Beshuka, also someone who gets married, who does Kiddushin in the Shuk, in a public place, a public area. Right? You're not being Mechabed, the institution of Kiddushin, if you do that. And therefore Rav would give Malkus for that. Umanda Mekadish Belo Shiduchi, also someone who does Kiddushin without prior discussions. Shiduchin. Right? Also, you can't do it without anything, without starting anything. If you look at the Rambam's Lashon here of being Mekadish Belo Shiduchi, the Rambam in Perak Gimel, Halacha Chav Beis, in Ishus, HaMekadish Belo Shiduch or HaMekadish Bashuk, Afal Pisha Kiddushav Kiddushim Gimurim, it works. He puts together in the market and without shiduchin, makanos makas mardus kedei shelo yehi davar ze hergalaznus, and then he says v'yedame lekedesha shahaisa kodem matan Torah. This smacks of what happened before Maimon Har Sinai, when there was only nisuin, right? Like the first Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph. What does the Rambam say? Kodem matan Torah. The Rambam gives a little history. Kodem matan Torah. What happened? What did the man and woman do? Once the Torah came along, you have to do Kiddushin first. So that's the problem with both of these. Without Shiduchin and in a Shuk, it's like you're not, you take Kiddushin seriously. The institution, the unique Kiyikach, which is uniquely a Jewish concept, right? That is something that is uniquely Jewish, and without doing that, it would be like before Maimon Har Sinai, and that is not something that we suggest. Vaiter, what else did Rav give Malkus on? Uman de mevatel gita. Anyone who's mevatel the get. Well, we know, a fourth parak in Gittin, after you send the get, you theoretically can be mevatel before the woman gets it, while the shliach is on the way, but it's going to cause problems. You mevatel the get, she's not going to go about it, she's going to get married, there's going to be mamzerim, so man de mevatel gita again. It works, but it's inappropriate. Uman de masar moda agita. Somebody's giving a get, and it's not like a case of ones, you know, Yarval Yavar, whatever it is. It's a case where you're giving a get, but you tell two witnesses beforehand, your Moser Moda, you should know that this get that I'm giving is not really a get that I want to give. I mean, you throw Sveikus into the get. It's also not appropriate. Manda Moser Moda Gita. You could do that, okay, for Didi Mominus. It could be Moser Moda. What's the downside? There's some risks, but get in. Right, so to put into question the kashrus of a get, you know, that's not something that should be done. Uman de pakir shlicha de rabbanan, someone who is mivaze, someone who disgraces the shliach of Bezdin. Mivaze shliach of Bezdin, right? That Bezdin, he comes and tells you to do something, to come to Bezdin, whatever it is. You mivaze the shliach of Bezdin. That is also something that is inappropriate. The Torah's Lashon, based on the Gemara elsewhere, the Torah says that a Shliach Bezdin is believed like two witnesses. We give him special power because we know maybe not everybody's going to want to be the Shliach of Bezdin to go tell people what they don't want to hear. So he needs protection. So the Torah quotes in Simen Ches in Choshe Mishpat, Af Shliach Bezdin Aser Lino Kalus Rosh V'chala Mitzaro Yesh Lem Rishus LeBezdin LaHakoso Makas Mardus V'Hashliach Neeman Kishnayim LaHayid Amisha Bizu K'delan Adoso. Based on the Gemara, the end of Baba Kama, he's believed. He's believed like two witnesses because we want to give him the power for his own protection. So you also Rav Gimalkas for him. Someone who was put in Chayrim for 30 days, and he just stayed in Chayrim. He didn't come to Bezdin to try to get out of the Chayrim. So we see that didn't work, so we're going to give him Malkus. Maybe that'll work. A son-in-law who lives with his in-laws. Also, right? You shouldn't live with your in-laws. Right, so we'll talk about why in a second. Utidarin de chalaflo, what it's only if you actually live there, but if you're just passing through, it's okay. Vahu de chalaf ababa de mechamu, even nagdi Rafshatius. Rafshatius gave Malkus even for someone who just passed through, who was there temporarily. Hahu made them avidai mechamate. No, there was somebody who, there were rumors about him and his mother-in-law. That's why in that type of case with this chashud, so then you got to be extra careful. And we have the cases at the end of the second parak of Nitan, right? Cases with this chashad, then you got to be extra careful. What's the reason? Person can't be with his in-laws, can't live with his in-laws. So if you look in the various we've shown him, it's not tsanua for what reason? Why? Because the mother-in-law and the son-in-law have a special relationship. Or it might be because the father-in-law would be embarrassed to act like himself in front of the son-in-law. Right? Different suggestions given. The Ravid, though, says, in Ilchas Ishus, if they have a separate room, then it's no problem. No problem. The only question is whether it's a case of Sidious, maybe they're sleeping, it's one big happy family. But if they have a separate area, what we would call a separate room, you can close the door, then it's less of a problem. Or Tosfos says a Kiddushin when this comes up. And this is probably the most common case. Tosfos says a Kiddushin. If it's clear that people are doing it to save some rent, right? They don't want to, they're a young couple. They just got married. Well, they're going to have to pay the rent of an apartment. They don't have money. He's living with the in-laws. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think, lived with his in-laws for many years. Right? And then Shari Chesed, this tiny little apartment. Nobody had any money. So that's where he stayed. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says a Kiddushin. And if you'd give him a base, Tosfos says, you find a Lashon. Tosfos says, you'd base him a base. I'm sorry. Tosfos says, Al ze somchen hachasanim bizman hazeh, shedarim bebeis chamosam. Everybody today, 800 years ago, they all live with the in-laws. The afilam ad chayish leel ma shedarim hashem beis chamosam, haynu bishvil tovas hana'a, shedarim below schirus. Right? The in-laws don't make him pay rent. Hopefully not. Right? Bebayis, the yesh hochacha, sheinim darim bishvil chamosam, ela bishvil shar tova shosin land. They get free food, they get rent, they get all the good things. Right, they get the free babysitting once they have the kid. Right, so says Tosfos there. That's why if the reason is clear that it's not a problem, so then it is not a problem. Okay, let's continue. Naharda Yamri, finishing this up. Bekulu Loman Rav Elo Makadish Bebiyo Below Shiduche. No, the one that Rav gave Malkus for was the one who was Makadish Bebiyo without previous Shiduchin. Viga Damri Afilu Beshiduchin Nami, or even with Shiduchin, Mishum Biya Mishum Pritzusa. Okay, to that maybe they limited. He didn't have all the other things on the list. Tana Rabbanan. Here we go. Ketzad Maimar. So we discussed Maimar a number of times already in the Masechta. So now we're getting into very important discussion. So what is Maimar? How do you do Maimar? How does Maimar line up with regular Kiddushin? Remember we had earlier a Machlokes Tanoim, I think between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, whether you could do Maimar Balkarcha. We had the case. Do you compare Maimar to Kiddushin, or do you compare Maimar to Yibum? Right? So what is Maimar? So case of Maimar. So the Gemara says, Nasan la Kesef or Shava Kesef. The case of Kesef or Shava Kesef. And the Gemara leaves out the Amira. You always need an Amira by Kiddushin. So Rashi has it in. Rashi says, V'amar la Hiskachi li b'ma'amar yibmin. Rashi says, Harayam kudeshes li b'ma'amar yibmin. Right, that's Maimar. You have that lashon. The Rashi leaves out that line, Ma'amar yibmin, just give the kesef. But that is Maimar. There's a question in the poskim. Can you do Maimar ayide shliach? Pischei tshuva. In Evan Ezer discusses, can you do it through a shliach? U b'shtar ketzad. So Maimar is either kesef or b'shtar. What about shtar? Skor says, b'shtar ketzad. Kidamran. What do you mean shtar ketzad? Like we learned by marriage. What's the question about shtar? A shtar is like any kiddushei shtar. You write on a shtar, even though it's not worth a shava pruta, right? The shtar is not working through kesef. It's working through shtar, right? You write harem kodeshesli, right? What's the question? So, meaning, and the Rishonim explain, what do you mean? Maybe you would have thought it's only kesef. The answer is, once kesef works, mistam shtar always goes along with it. So once you're saying kesef works, which means this is like a kiddushin, so shtar should also work. So Amar Abaya Hachi Gamar. No, this is really the question of the Gemara. Shtar ksubas yemin ketzad. The ksuba, not the shtar kiddushin. What do you do for the shtar ksuba of the yavam? So ketzad, what do you write for that? So this is what you write for that. Kasavla na ploni bar plonis kabelis yas plonis yevim ti alai. I accept upon myself to do what? Lazun ulufarnas akaroi. To be mefarneser. I accept to do all of this. That's what the ksuba is. Ubilvad, but as we saw earlier in the Mishnah, but as we know, the ksuba of the yavam and yavama, the shibudim, is on the property of the first husband. The rabbanan were misakin that if the first one's assets run out, so then the sheni has to do it. He's mishabit his nechasim bidi b'di'evit. That's the ksuba. Ksuba is a support of the husband for the wife. Good. That's what Maimar is. Boy mine abaya me rabba. Nasan loget v'amar. What happens in this case? Yavam gives the Yavama a get, but it's not a kosher get. We saw before, if he gives him a kosher get, then he passes from midrabanan. But what if he doesn't give her a kosher get? So nasan loget v'amar. Hareya mugureshes mimeni v'iyat mutaris l'chaladam. You're divorced, but you're not mutar for everybody else. So mahu, what's the halacha? Does that pasul on the brothers and on him? Right? Does that pasul? Does that make it shuv lo yivne? Right? This type of get wouldn't matir her in the world outside of yibum. So here, does it pasul her? So ask the Gemara, formulating the suffix. Get yivama durabanan hu. Get yivama. Get having any effect on a yivama is durabanan. And therefore, get the mahani beishes ish mahani biyavama. Get the lo mahani beishes ish lo mahani biyavama. It can't be stronger than the daraisa. And therefore, if this get wouldn't work on the daraisa level, it wouldn't possible on the drabana level. Oh, dilma, or do we say no? You can still get, it's all drabana. So ironically, sometimes the drabana can be more expansive. Because it's all about just chashos that people are going to get mixed up and confused. And so maybe here too. If you say this doesn't cause any problems, so then a real get might not cause any problems. It could be confusion. So Amar Lei Chayshina Damasi Lechuvei Begita. We're machmer that even though this isn't a good get, it still would have an effect. Maskev Lo Rabba Bar Chanan. Rabba says, 1 second. Elamayata, you're telling me you always goes there. So what about Yov Lani Yarbi Alma? What if he just gives her a piece of paper? Hachanami De Pasla. You're going to tell me he passels? What, a blank piece of paper? Okay, come on, that can't be the Havamina. So the Ritva says, no, a piece of paper that says, Hareza Gitech. It's your get. He doesn't say, Mugureshes Mimeni. It's even less. Meaning it's not a blank piece of paper, but it's even less than, Hareya Mugureshes Mimeni V'yata Muteres L'chaladam. If he just gives her a get, this is your get, that's going to work. So the Gemara says, Amrele, no. Hasam Lo Pasal B'Kahuna. If you just write a piece of paper that says, this is a get, and you give it to, a man gives it to his wife, that does nothing. But hacha pasul kapasul kahuna. At least this case would create, as we discussed a couple of days ago, reyach haget. It would create something, right? Hacha kapasul kahuna. It would at least, we discussed that yesterday from the Marsha in Rashi, right? So hacha kapasul kahuna. Here it would accomplish something. Ditanya, the Brisa says, the isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. Afila lo nizgarsha, ela meisha lo yikachu. That's the drasha. Even if this gerishin only from the husband, but there's no heter to marry out, still, that's considered enough of a grusha that the kohen cannot marry her. So you see, there's a low level threshold for what would make a woman considered to be a grusha, in quotes, so that she can't marry a kohen. So therefore, here too. V'hainu reyach haget shaposel b'kahuna. That's what's called reyach. It smells of a get. Right? Shaposel b'kahuna. So that's why this would be good enough, even though it's not a kosher get. We would passel it and say she's psula likahuna. Again, most say this is a din d'oraisa, based learned out from the drasha. There's a Rambam that says it's a drabbanan in Hilchos Ishus, but pashas is a d'oraisa. Amar Rami Bar Chama, harei amru. They said, Amar echa lulavlar. If somebody says, now we get into another shasugya, right? Yavam has a lot of shasugyas. Now we get into the sugya of Dover Shalobala Ola. Amar echa lulavlar. Somebody tells a sofer, Ksov get la arusasi. Somebody did Erison, and then he's not so sure how this marriage is going to work out. He already did Erison. So he goes over to a sofer and says, you know what? Can you just write me a get just in case I could use it? Because even after I get married and do Nisuin, can you just write me the get? Can you write me the get now? So, ksav get la arusasi, write a get for my arusa, likishe echna sena agershena, that when I do nisuin to her, I will divorce her. So does that work? It's a davar shelo bala olam yet. He's not married yet. Hareza get, that get is considered lishma, it works. Why? You could divorce her now. It's biyado to divorce her now, so you're able to do that. Ula isha ba'alma, but for a stama woman, Uli Isha Ba'alma, says the Gemara, ain't get. Uli Isha, a stama woman. This doesn't work. Maybe she ain't biyado lagarsha. Right? If I go over to a sofer and says to this woman who I'm not married to yet, right? Write me a get. That doesn't work because you can't do it now. You can't divorce a woman that you're not married to. Right? So only it works after Erison. It would work. Tosfos points out in Dibur Maskil Ula Isha Ba'alma that this is only according to the opinion of Ein Adam Makne Dover Shalom Bala Olam. A person cannot affect a kinyan by someone that didn't come to the world yet, but according to the opinion that says Adam Makne Dover Shalom Bala Olam, like cases that come up elsewhere. If a person says, give me a get, a person's not Jewish, and then he goes, I'm going to do this. Look at all the cases of Darshal Bala Olam. So if you say that, then that would work here too. So Tosfos just has that ha'ara. We'll get back to that sugya Bez Hashem soon. So boy, remember Chama. So Erusin works. This is another one of those great litmus tests. What do you say about Shomeris Yavam, the Zika? How do you look at the Zika? Remember, so Hafar Sadarim was a great litmus test. So here's another one. Here's a case where this only works during Erison. Doesn't work if you're not married. What about during Zika Liyibam? Boy, remember Rechama. Liyavim Tomahu. What happens if a man goes over to a sofer and says, could you please write me a get so that when after I do Yibam, so then I'll be able to divorce this woman. Kivan da'agida be'karus adamya. Well, do we say, well, of course they're connected, right? Hikmelam and Hashemayim. It's like Erison, and therefore this is not called lo bala olam. O dilma kivan de lo avid b'mayim lo. Or do we say, no, it's all from the Torah. You didn't do Maimer yet. If you did Maimer, it would help on a Daraisa level. That's also another hint that, Yesh Zika, Maimer, there are Daraisa ideas related to it. So lo, since you didn't do anything yet, lo, teku, so there's no answer given. No answer given. The Rif says, Sorry, Daraisa lechumra, so we'd have to assume that it would not work, right? But that is, that's a question. Again, the sugi of Davar Shlomo Olam is very, large. Just a note that the Achronim formulate that what's the root problem of Davar Shelo Bala Olam? I want to give you something, Lo Bala Olam. A man goes over to a woman and says, I want you to marry my son. I want to accept kedushin on behalf of my son who's going to marry you. Who's not born yet, right? Or the opposite, right? The girl's not born yet. In any of these cases, a Lo Bala Olam. What's the exact problem of Lo Bala Olam? Makne, Mekadesh. So there are two general understandings, and then there's a little nuanced one. Right? The two understandings that Rebbe Elchanan, the Kovet Shiurim, Rebbe Basra, Simin Reish Ayin Vav, says, is it a chisaron in the kinyan, or is it a chisaron in the da'as? Meaning, is there a chisaron that the item or the person is not here, so therefore it can't be chal? Because it's not here. Fundamentally, you need the item, you need the person to have that status now. Or do we say no? It's not such a fundamental problem. The problem is in the das. A person doesn't take seriously. There's a chisaron in the das. Where does this come up? Unbelievable. The Rivash has a tshuva on last week's parsha. The Rivash has, and the Arachayim HaKadosh also on last week's parsha. Parsha's told us, how could Yaakov Avinu sold the Bechora? It's a davar shelo bala olam. Davar shelo bala olam. How could it work? So all the Achronim get into the act. Well, maybe that's why Yaakov made him swear. Remember, Hishava Leva, Hishava Lo. Why did he make him swear? What, he trusts Esav with a shvua, but without the shvua, he wouldn't trust him? Oh, now I trust him. He's not trusted with a shvua, without a shvua, it's Esav. So what do you make him swear for? So some achronim say, oh, he makes him swear to show that he's serious. And therefore, it gets out of the problem of a chisaron and das. So even though it's a davar shel bala olam, it works. That's how some say why he made him swear. And others say, oh, he made him swear for some other reason. But that's where the achronim discussed it. The rivash, the arachayim HaKadosh, the rivash is a border, Talmud of the Ran. But that's the root issue. Is it a chisaron in the das, or is it a chisaron in the kinyan? You also, there are others that say maybe it's a chisaron in the bailus. You can own something that is lo bala olam. Either way, those are the formulations, discussion in Baba Basra. Okay, let's continue. Boy, Rav Chananya, fifth line. Kasav get lizi kaso, velo la mamaro la mamaro velo lizi kaso. Let's see, a man did maimar, and then he gives a get. But when he gave the get, he specified that the get is only for one and not the other. It's for the zika and not for the maimar, or the maimar and not for the zika. We have this earlier that you could designate. So mahu. So what do we say about that case? Maimar. Let's say he did a get for the Zika. So that doesn't ruin the Maimar? Or not? So, again, this is graphic formulation about Maimar. Right, this daf is one of the important dafim in the Masechta about Maimar. So we had, right, but earlier, on the bottom, what do you say by Maimar? You say a lashon of Harayat. But here, how do we look at Maimar? Mahu. Maimar ilave Zika karami? Does Maimar build on the Zika? And therefore, if I want to give a get for only Maimar or only for Zika, Vavli Kimagarish Chatzi Isha. It's like I'm divorcing half a wife. I'm breaking half a wife when I give the get. Vamagarish Chatzi Isha Los Velo Klum. That's meaningless. If I want to divorce half my wife. So therefore, if you want to just break the Maimar or the Zika, now they work together. They're a team. So it would be nothing. Old Dim, or do I say no? Hai Luchudekai, Vavluchudekai. Or do I say it's somewhat separate? And if you write l'ma'amara v'lo l'zika, right, you've ruined the yemaimar, you've undone it, but now the brothers can, let's say, do yibum. So, v'tivsha l'mida rava, let's try a prudu from rava, da'amar rava. Nasan get l'ma'amara hutra sarasa. Right, rava says, if you give a get to your maimar, then the tsara is mutter. Right, so therefore you see, it does accomplish something. So the Gemara says, l'rava pshita le, l'rav chananya mi baile, mai. So my question is, in rav chananya. So take go, we don't answer that question. Vaiter. Chalatz v'asa maimar. Remember back in our Mishnah said, according to everybody, ein acher chalitza klum. If I do chalitza, and then I do maimar, and I do anything, even the Rabbanan say, ein acher chalitza klum. Rabbi Gamliel says there's nothing, ein acher anything klum. So, chalitz vasa maimar, amar Rav Yehuda marav, zu divrei Rabbi Akiva. This is only Rabbi Akiva's opinion. What do you mean? If I did chalitza, and now that woman is usher to me, it's my chalutza, there's an iser d'oraisa of lo yivneh. So Rabbi Akiva is the one that says there's no kedushin tofsin by chavei lavin, so that's why it wouldn't be significant. Zude Rabbi Akiva damar kedushin tofsin by chavei lavin. Aval chachamim yeshar chalitza klum. But maybe the chachamim would say there is something. There is after chalitza there is significance, right? Because there's only chavei lavin. So we'll talk about what is that significance. So Mimat says Mukmas like Rabbi Akiva. One second, can we say our Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva? Vaktani Resha. But what about the first part of the Mishnah? Nasan get va'asa maimar tzricha get v'chalitza. If he does get and a maimar, then you need get to get rid of the maimar and still need chalitza. The Rabbi Akiva. But if it's Rabbi Akiva, kiva diavla get mimahani ba maimar. Once you gave a get, then it's a daraisa. Then would maimer help? Vatani Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva has a special din daraisa. Minayin shenosin gel levivento shenasra levalamis. Right? We pass it to the Rabbanon. Rabbi Akiva says it's a din daraisa. If you give a get to the yavama, then there's an iser forever. Shneamar lo yuchal ba'ala harishon asher shulcha. That's by machzer grushaso. But the two words of asher shulcha are extra. Rabbi Akiva says there's a woman out there that you can't remarry even if she didn't get married to somebody else in between. And who's that talking about? A woman who you give a yivama, who you give a get to. Achar shiluach. After you give a get to her, she's out daraisa. So that's a special din, so the resha can't be Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Ravashi, get yimin midrabanan. Really, it's a didrabanan. Really, he doesn't hold this daraisa. It's drabanan, v'kras machta b'yama. It's just an asmachta. Period. Tani nami hachi. We also have a brisa to support that our Mishnah would only be like Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rebbe. Ein adram halal amur meladiv Rabbi Akiva. Shaya osa chalutza ke'erva. Only Rabbi Akiva is the one that says ein achar chalitza klum. Because that's an iser chayve lavinel. Right? Asher lo yivne. And therefore only Rabbi Akiva would say that. Aval chachamim omer miyesh achar chalitza klum. But I think the Chacham would say, Yesh achar chalitza. There is something after chalitza. That's what Rebbe says. But then he says, Va'ani omer. But then Rebbe adds on another line, which we'll have to talk more about tomorrow. Emasai, when do I say that there is something after chalitza? Meaning a man does chalitza to a woman, and then he does marriage to a woman. When do I say that has significance bisman shekid shelo shemishas, if he tries to marry her? So he violated chayv elavin. Okay, but it still works. Kedushin or tofsin. Aval a kid shelo shum yivamis, but if you try to do yibum after chalitza, ein achar chalitza klum, then that's meaningless. Doesn't work. Right, you can't do yibum after chalitza, after the chalitza is broken. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tanya Idach, because that's going to get into a new sugya with a couple of different suggestions how to understand the brisa. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored in honor of Jonah Kubietzky, in commemoration of his attainment of Shas Gvura by his siblings, Nachman and Elka Kubietzky, Moshe and Arlen Kubietzky, and Chana Greenberg, and Abe and Chana Greenberg. We thank the Kubietzky family for their sponsorship.